So do we think Danny Hurley wears the dragon underpants into negotiations with Rob Pelinka as well? It worked for him in the national championship games.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Sure do hope he's still getting those things washed. It's a Thursday, a theoretically speaking Thursday, episode 41 all time. It's Theo Dorsey right here in front of you, your guy. Got my guy C-Cat on the ones and twos over here. As always, we're streaming live on YouTube at Theo Speaking so you can see our pretty faces. I got a nice fresh haircut, by the way. Well, it's not that fresh. I've had it for like 3 or 4 days, but it still looks good. So tap in and get a view. I'm not like C-Cat, who, again, I told him back in the day, hey, when you get the fresh cut, rule number one is you got to let that thing breathe. Rule number two is you got to run a bunch of errands. So have you finally learned, are you acclimated to that when you get your next haircut 8 months from now, C-Cat?
No, I'm not acclimated to that whatsoever. I wear a hat every single day, whether or not it's 45 days since my last haircut or the day of that haircut.
So ridiculous. It's a waste of a haircut if you're going to hide it from the world.
Building character. I'm the hat guy. So when people see me without a hat, they'll be like, hey, I always see you with a hat. I don't want to do that conversation, Theo.
You also wear the same hat. It's the Florida hat. What is that?
I've got like six in the rotation.
But that's the main one. That's your favorite hat.
That is my newest hat that I like the most. Okay. I like the Crusher's hat. I like the Tommy Bahama hat. I've got a Yankees hat. I got a couple hats.
I didn't mean to call you out. He wants to let you guys know that the cat household is doing very well. Multiple hats in the closet of Christian Cat. Dan Hurley. Deciding on if he wants to put on a different hat. He's been sporting that UConn men's basketball hat, back-to-back national champion, that is, Dan Hurley from UConn out there in Storrs, Connecticut. But like you all did, I woke up this morning to a Woj bomb like none other. For all of these weeks, all we've been hearing about is that the media sensation, the podcasting prolific J.J. Redick, was going to be the next coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. He was doing the Mind the Game podcast with LeBron James. Everything was pointing towards him. In fact, Shams Charania of The Athletic was saying pretty much, you know, it was a done deal almost. JJ, after the NBA Finals, would be on the bench for the Lakers. And then on Unsportsmanlike, what you hear here from 6 to 10 a.m. weekdays, Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Adrian Wojnarowski dropped the Woj bomb of the day, flirting out the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers have a new head coaching candidate, and he goes by the name of Danny Hurley.
The Lakers over the next few days are in a full court press to convince Dan Hurley to come to LA. He has told them that he wants to hear them out. And I think the Lakers, and Rob Pelinka, they want to put a program in place in LA. And from day one of this Lakers search, guys, it has been Dan Hurley. Now, they've interviewed other candidates. They don't know whether they can get Dan Hurley. So they have certainly interviewed other candidates. They have talked to others. But there has been one focus of this search, and that's UConn's coach.
A lot of people are hearing Dan Hurley to the Lakers, and they're starting to make these big assumptions, these big collective sighs and pains. And when I say a lot of people, specifically those who hang tight to collegiate athletics and what direction it's been going in. Over the past 5 years, we've seen a death of what college athletics look like when it was pure amateurism, as we introduced NIL, as we introduced a transfer portal that literally has coaches having to recruit their players year over year, along with players all across the nation. So there's a lot of consternation from college sports fans. But the first thing that I got to, before we touch on, is it all over with? Is it doomsday for collegiate athletics? The first thing I thought when I heard this morning, Dan Hurley is now the new focus of the Lakers job, is who the hell leaked this? And who leaked it on the opening night of the NBA Finals? Game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Boston Celtics, the Dallas Mavericks. You would assume that when Brian Windhorst is all suited and booted, ready to go at the Seaport Studios for ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski, all the same, that they would be there answering questions about the finals. So my first inclination is that the Los Angeles Lakers leaked this to be petty to the Boston Celtics, because you know what the mission is for the Celtics is going forward this week, a week and a half from now, 2 weeks from now, they're hoping that they can be the sole leader in the clubhouse at 18 NBA Finals championships over the Lakers. They're both knotted at 17 right now. But then I started thinking, is this not one of the greatest kind of tricks in the back pocket, one of the greatest leverage plays of all time for a guy like Dan Hurley to drop this thing on us? I really got into my bag of skepticism, and I'm starting to wonder if it didn't come from the Dan Hurley camp to put this out here today to continue to rise up what Dan Hurley is in the world of basketball, which is, from what all we hear from the experts, a guy that is completely has the faith of those who say this guy is an X and O's guy. This guy can find a way to operate an offense and get buckets, not just on the collegiate level, but professionally, but also the fact that he can build a program and develop talent with the best of them. It feels like it could have been from Dan Hurley's camp. But I do want to touch on this specifically. Dan Hurley would be an absolute fool to not just consider taking this Los Angeles Lakers job, but I think Dan Hurley's got to take this gig. The Los Angeles Lakers is the best head coaching position in all of professional sports. And right now, me and C-Cat looked it up right before the show because I was curious, how much is Dan Hurley getting paid to be out there in Storrs, Connecticut, to try and be the coach, to be the first to win three straight national titles in a row, first since John Wooden at UCLA. And we looked it up. He's getting paid about $6 million a year. $6 million a year to coach in a landscape in college basketball that is forever evolving, that is kind of lawless right now when it comes to NIL, when it comes to the transfer portal, and the fact that probably a year from now, we're talking about college basketball players literally signing contracts, being on contract, being on the payroll, where I don't know where that money comes from. Dan Hurley has an opportunity now when his star is the brightest, when his foundation that he built at UConn has gotten him to a point where he had Kentucky offering him $11 million a year to take a job with the Los Angeles Lakers and to build a culture there and to be that new linchpin for a franchise that is the number one brand in the NBA. And I think he has to take it. And it's funny because last night, apparently, Gino Auriemma, the women's basketball coach at UConn and friend of Dan Hurley, obviously hinted towards Dan Hurley that he would be a better coaching candidate than J.J. Redick. We heard this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Just leaned over and I said, hey, I think you could win a lot of championships with the Lakers, you know, more so than a guy who's never coached. And
that's J.J.,
he just looked at me and, you know, nodded and we had a good laugh. And then this morning I wake up and voila. So I don't know what's going on. And it'd be a bad day for UConn for sure if this happens. And it would be a great day for Dan Hurley and I'm sure a bittersweet day for Dan Hurley.
This is either a leverage play from Hurley's camp to continue to bolster up what he means to basketball and his candidacy, not only to maybe ask for another extension, for another pay raise at UConn where he's getting paid $6 million a year, but also it could be the perfect platform for him to take that dive, take that leap into the NBA pool, something he has admittingly said he wants to try his hand at. What better time than now, at 51 years old, coming off of back-to-back national titles and stepping into an arena where you can coach LeBron James and Anthony Davis, where you can coach on the biggest stage in the NBA. And again, I'm looking at the numbers that these NBA coaches are making. Third highest paid coach in the NBA right now, Eric Spoelstra. You want to take a stab at how much he's making a year, C-Cat?
I'm going to go with 10.
$15 million a year with the Miami Heat. The second highest paid coach, Greg Popovich, $16 million a year. And the highest paid coach right now is Steve Kerr at $17.5 million a year. The Los Angeles Lakers can possibly triple Dan Hurley's contract, triple his annual pay, bring him from Storrs, Connecticut to Los Angeles, California. And also, oh, by the way, The gift at the end of this rainbow that you're traveling across the nation here to go to the West Coast is you get to coach one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and also welcome in his son at a point in time where it does feel like LeBron James is maturing past the point of wanting the full control of the Lakers franchise, as well as who the coach is going to be. This right here feels like a perfect scenario, a win-win-win all around. Dan Hurley to the Los Angeles Lakers, and maybe you just throw in J.J. Redick on his staff as an assistant to appease LeBron James. I don't see how this doesn't get done. I would hope that on Hurley's side, he's not going to turn down a major deal. It sounds like they're talking about potentially 10 years. And again, name a better job in all of professional sports than head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers in 2024, especially when they're talking about signing a guy and hoping that they can be there for the next 10 years. It feels like it's a job you can't turn down. C-Cat, you are a guy that, I mean, you're reasonable, yeah, right? You're smart.
I like to believe so.
If you're in Dan Hurley's shoes, how do you turn down an opportunity to go to L.A. right now and coach LeBron James and AD, have a chance to ride out into the end of the career, one guy in LeBron James, and then become the face of the Lakers? And heck, 30 years from now, we could be picking out who's going to be playing Danny Hurley in Winning Time.
Because I can look past my nose, because I understand that LeBron James will not be in the NBA 7 years from now. And Dan Hurley, if this goes well, would like to coach in the NBA more than 7 years from now. You lose LeBron on the Lakers team, what are you left with? Austin Reeves, his less talented Nepo baby son? Like, there's nothing left you want of the Lakers once LeBron's out of there. In a league littered with young stars, you're going with a guy with a foot out the door? No thank you.
So, that's a good point. But when Dan Hurley talked about wanting an NBA job, he said he wanted a blank canvas. He talked about the prospects of being able to take young players and build them into somebody who can go out and contend for championships for years to come. That's what it feels like the Lakers can transition into. And on top of that, what the heck is he going to be left with out there in UConn? Because I could tell you better right now, today, where the Lakers organization will be 2-3 years from now, post LeBron James, than what you can confidently tell me what it would look like on the college basketball landscape. And that's no furtherly put than the fact that this morning on Greeny, after we got the news of Dan Hurley potentially leaving UConn for the Lakers, we had Mike Greenberg on Greeny, which you hear here on ESPN 106.3, 10 to noon. I mean, just mourning collegiate athletics. Take a listen.
This story solidifies that what we are witnessing is the end, the very end of collegiate sports as we have always known them.
Dun, dun, dun.
Why are we so dramatic in this industry? The end of collegiate sports. A couple dudes are able to get paid now, and now all of the NCAA, all of college athletics are tarnished for good, and they'll never be the same. This is not the end of college sports. It's just in a transitional phase right now. It's becoming a semi-pro league. And for Dan Hurley, what better time than now? It's on the 20-year anniversary of when Coach K was requested to leave Duke for the Lakers. And might I say, when Coach K talked about that time, it sounded like they almost had him, right? It felt like that hook almost pulled Coach K out of Cameron Indoor to what was likely, I guess, was it Staples Center? Yeah, it was Staples Center at that point because it was 2004, Lakers, Shaq, Kobe time. So it felt like they almost got Coach K. If you're Dan Hurley now, 20 years later, knowing that the biggest benefit it feels like that these college coaches have to be on the NCAA level is, well, I have all the control because I'm getting paid all the money and these kids are amateurs and student athletes and they have to listen to every single order. That's changing. It's not going to be like that anymore. If you're Mike Greenberg, it's got you shriveling in your seat. If you're me, it's got me excited because I like the fact that collegiate players are going to be getting paid to play. And if you're Dan Hurley, it gives you even more incentive to say, hey, Steve Kerr's getting paid how much? And Lakers, you want me how much? 18 a year. I'm there. 10 years. Why not?
Why not? Because Dan Hurley in UConn is the exception to most of the NCAA when it comes to basketball in 2024, because not only do they have a charismatic face of the program in himself, Dan Hurley, which will do the recruiting for him. You know how great he has to be in the living rooms of these young men.
Yeah.
And you have sustained program success, whether Dan Hurley's there or not. That program has a history of winning. that it's a lot easier for him than it is someone trying to build a program.
If Dan Hurley believes in himself and he still holds that dream true and close to his heart to want to coach in the NBA, this is the best time to strike. You strike while the iron's hot. You can't do anything more on the collegiate level. Yeah, sure, you can try and go for a three-peat. Good luck. Retooling your whole roster again, going back to a tournament where one game, if a team shoots 50% from beyond the arc, you're out of there and you got to come back again next year. Going from coaching year-round where you got to recruit, you got to fundraise, you got to please the boosters, the money that's coming in for just you a few years ago, now you got to use that to pay players as well. Like, it almost feels like the Lakers job would also be easier in a sense. Getting paid more to live in a better city and to work an easier job. And to me, I can't see how Danny Hurley, outside of his wife overruling him, turns that one down. And we're talking about college sports. People are mourning the death of collegiate athletics here around the nation, whereas I feel like, I mean, there's a rebirth, a renewal, and a renewed spirit, especially here in Palm Beach County, because of a very important announcement that we're going to have right here on Theoretically Speaking coming soon. We're actually going to bring in one of the big guns from ESPN, executive director of the Boca Raton Bowl here to talk about that. But first, I want to tell you about Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. I mean, come on. Like, we all are here. We're here in South Florida. We know how dangerous these roads get. We know how impatient people can be when they're trying to get from point A to point B. Don't be like them. But if one of them clips you up, you get in a car accident, a truck accident, a slip and fall, Anajar and Levine, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they will fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys are here on command for you when you need them most. So call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. You don't want to just settle for any attorney. You got to demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. We're breaking in the big guns. Doug Mosley joining Theoretically Speaking. When we come back, a major college football announcement. While Greeny is worried, oh my gosh, college sports are dead. Here in South Florida, they're just getting going. Doug Mosley, when we come back, that's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
The year was 2020 in December. My very first event that I had ever covered here in South Florida, coming to ESPN West Palm at FAU Stadium, right next to Howard Schnellenberger's statue. And I'll never forget hearing my voice and looking up on the big jumbotron of a piece that we did for UCF BYU, the Boca Raton Bowl game. That was my first event. Now we're about 4 years later, and we got big news for you. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl is kicking off its 11th year, and we have a date. Mark down your calendars right now. Tuesday, December 17th at FAU Stadium. Two of the biggest and best teams from the group of five going to battle it out for their shot at the title. For more information, make sure you lock in at BocaRatonBowl.com, along with on Twitter at Boca Bowl and on Facebook.com/Boca Bowl. That's where you can find all your updates leading up to the big game back in its original Tuesday night primetime slot. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl, again, Tuesday, December 17th at FAU Stadium. Now, I know what the kickoff time is. I've been made privy to that information, but I didn't want to give you all of the breaking news myself because I'm bringing in my dear friend and a friend of Theoretically Speaking, making his debut on the show with us, Doug Mosley, executive director of the Boca Bowl. We're getting into year 11, Doug. And can you, I stole some of your thunder by releasing the date. Can you give us the kickoff time to the Boca Bowl, December 17th at FAU Stadium?
Well, theoretically speaking,
I love it.
Kickoff time will be 5:30 p.m. We'll be on ESPN, where we've been in 10 of the previous 11. The one time we weren't, we were on ABC, which we welcome. And like you said, it's going to be it's going to be an early window for us. And a lot of that is because of how the college football playoff is compacting that pre-Christmas schedule. But let me tell you this. If you love college football, man, are you going to get a lot of college football right there. We've got our game. The bowl games this year actually started that previous Saturday. And then our game will be on Tuesday. And then the next Saturday, the 21st or 20th. Anyway, the next Saturday, you're going to have three of the college football playoff first round games on there. The other one of the four will be on Friday night. So it's going to be an exciting week. And we kind of feel like on that Tuesday night slot, we're there to lead it off.
That's right. The third bowl game out of 33. It's going to be three straight weeks of just football action. Once the calendar turns to mid-December, Doug, it's like, okay, everything else stops. And it's going to be football wall to wall. I can't wait for it. And I especially can't wait for the Boca Raton Bowl game. Last year, I do have to ask you this. We're now a year removed, so I want to see if you can give me some insight into this. How were we able to make history and get Syracuse, an ACC team, into the Boca Bowl? Because I see now we're marketing it as a Group of Five bowl game, but obviously that door is open for a team like Syracuse to come in. How was that made happen behind closed doors?
Well, and it'll continue to be so. I mean, just like last year, while we don't have our bowl game itself doesn't have an active agreement with the ACC, you know, we're part of the ESPN events group, so it's not hard to get those shifted around. It was just almost like a perfect, you know, just alignment came right to us there with USF and wanting to get Syracuse. I loved it. I thought it was going to be a closer game than what it was. But USF, man, they are on the rise. They are going to be a fun team to watch. And of course we get to see them again this year when they come over to play FAU in a regular season game.
Right. I was about another treat.
These other conferences will continue to be in play. As the opportunity arises, but that was one where they just all fell into place really well. It kind of came to us late. It was really a kind of a factor of how many teams got bowl eligible from different conferences. And with Syracuse sitting out there, we said, absolutely, we'd love to bring them to Boca because we know we got a lot of their alums down here, a lot of interest down here. And, it made for a fun matchup heading into the game.
Well, the good thing about the Boca Raton Bowl game is, yes, the action on the field is important. It's of highest importance. Also, the party around it. It didn't stop. It was a good time in there, even though the score wasn't close. That was a 45-0 win for USF in that one, the largest margin of victory of all time in the Boca Bowl. What do you look forward to most about year 11? I know it's easy to wake up for year 10. That's a big celebratory year, the big decade moment. Year 11, what's most pressing on Doug Mosley's heart?
Well, it's all that we're going to be able to do in this next decade. You know, the commitment's there. Our company's been really happy with how this has performed down here. And, you know, no surprise, we got a long list of teams that want to come down here. I mean, look, we talk about playing and living and working in paradise, and they are just chomping at the bit to come down here and join us. So, we're looking to kind of put some different spins on the game. You know, most of them are going to be internal to deal with the teams. We're trying to do a few more things to involve the student athletes with some different things through the bowl week. But we know that we'll have an action-packed bowl week. You know, we'll be up there at the Lake Worth Pier for our beach party with both teams again this year. We'll be at the convention center for the kickoff luncheon the day before. We'll have the joint pep rally the night before at Meisner Park in Boca Raton. You know, one team will be in West Palm Beach. One team will be in Boca Raton. You'll see them at their practice sites and as they move around the county. We're really looking forward to just another great bowl week.
I can't wait for it as well. ESPN's Doug Mosley, executive director of the Boca Bowl, joining us here on Theoretically Speaking on a Thursday. Now, Doug, today it seemed like not everybody in the nation, but some of the naysayers, some of the people that are more worrisome are mourning college athletics because of the fact that you have the national champion from Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, going to the NFL, and now there's all the rumors of Dan Hurley leaving UConn for the Lakers. Can you give the people the reason why college athletics are in more of a transitional phase, but it's not a time to be mourning, more so time to be excited for what's to come?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's two national championship coaches that are getting opportunities at another level. And, you know, for for them, I'm always certain, you know, when guys make that jump, you know, whether it's an assistant coach, head coach, what have you, a lot of it is, you know, they get out from under the thumb of just that recruiting pressure. Mm. And, you know, the guys that have been in it all these years and have excelled in it and everything, you know, it never goes away. And particularly now with the transfer portal and everything, you are recruiting your team 365 days a year, whether they've already signed with you or whether you're hoping they'll sign with you down the road. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me to see guys, you know, that's a grind. Recruiting is not easy. And, you know, when they opt to go to the professional leagues, now look, working with professional athletes is a different story all in its own self. But, you know, so I understand when those kind of things, and I look at it this way, it's going to give another great young coach an opportunity to step up.
Exactly.
You know, they may not get the Michigan football job or the UConn basketball job, but it's like it kicks off a series of dominoes. And something's going to come open for somebody, and we're going to discover who one of the next great young coaches is.
Yeah, it could be sitting right here in the studios, in the Evan Cohen studios here in West Palm Beach.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Now, I love the support there from you, Doug Mosley. I got to ask you too, man. I want to get your thoughts because I haven't made my official prediction. I know that you still stay tapped into basketball as well. It's game one of the NBA Finals tonight. Me and CK have to go head-to-head in our playoff payoff, and I got to beat him. So I'm asking all the experts I know, Doug Mosley, who are you riding tonight when it comes to Mavericks Celtics in the series? Not just game one, but in this series.
You know, it's a great matchup. Love the matchup. Looking forward to some great games through this series. And, man, I hope it goes seven. I mean, how classic would that be? You know, I grew up just north of St. Louis, and Jason Tatum is a St. Louis guy. And I root for him with everything he does with the Celtics and everything. I guess I'm probably going to lean that way.
I got you. You know what? And as a Heat fan, it's hard to cheer for either the Celtics or the Mavericks. Not that I'd be cheering either way, but it's hard to even figure out which one would I be more settled with winning. So I got to fight that internal conflict myself. One thing that's not a conflict ever is deciding whether or not you want to go to the Boca Raton Bowl game, because that thing is always a party, always a great show, and also it's a stage for future NFL stars like we've seen happen over the past 5-6 years. Again, we announced the date, Tuesday, December 17th at FAU Stadium. It's official, 5:30 kickoff for the Boca Raton Bowl game, and you can get all of your updates at BocaRatonBowl.com. Doug Mosley, appreciate your time, and can't wait to see you, not just at the game, but all of the incredible lead-up events that we do as well.
Appreciate you, Theo. We'll see you there.
Yes, sir. That's Doug Mosley, Executive Director of the Boca Bowl. And again, that's the other part of the Boca Raton Bowl game that sometimes gets lost in all of this is there's the golf outing, there's the woman changing the game event, there's so many other things and ways that the Boca Bowl, it kind of puts its influence and its impact in the community around it. And then, of course, you bring those college football teams out here to Palm Beach County. They get to enjoy themselves and then put on a great show for everyone. So I can't wait for the Boca Bowl. Again, mark your calendars. December 17th, 5:30 kickoff, FAU Stadium. Most likely group of five teams, but you never know. ACC could be calling. SEC could be calling. Maybe your joints are calling. Help us. Or aching, a lot of pain. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County and through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Always good to be talking some football. And, you know, this morning, I had some chores and some to-dos to get done. And CCAT, as I understand it, you too had to get some things in action. What went wrong today?
Just had a little car trouble is all. Had to run an errand early in the day.
Well, CCAT, you ran an errand. You went to an auto shop for a tune-up. And you left with your hands engulfed in a special surprise. And your hands were full.
Yeah.
I mean, you, whatever, they left you with something that you weren't expecting. And
I'll put it this way. It changed my day.
Oh, that's incredible. I can't believe that much of it. We'll get to what that is, as well as bring in Tina in the Wild, to talk some theoreticals. C-Cat had his day changed. Maybe you will as well when you hear about that story. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I'm feeling good today on this Thursday, and it's because I had my EDS air conditioning and plumbing appointment this morning. I got the whole system revamped. I stripped out the old stuff. You know, when I bought my home, the family before me was renting, and they had a unit in there that was just, it would give out on me all the time. That was before I got locked in with the EDS Gold plan. And then when they got their eyes on it, they're like, hey, it's getting a little old. It might be time to get you something new. And I finally did. I locked in, and today, this morning, my guy Randy pulled up. Jonathan pulled up, scouted the scene, scoped everything out. And you know what the best thing is? When I walked outside this morning, it was hot. It's a hot, smoking hot day. Might be the hottest day ever out here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. And I was nervous because if they're doing an AC transition, that means the AC is going to be off all day. Well, guess what? Like an hour and a half before the show, I pulled up to the crib and we had the new system in there. It was already cooling back down. My thermostat said like 79, which is good. And by now, it's probably right at 71 where my wife always keeps it. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, they hooked me up. They can get you right as well. You do not want to be stuck out there in this climate. And it ain't even summer yet. In this climate, and your AC goes down. I'm good now because they're a trained comfort specialist and it's hard to stop a train. Lock in with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes. EDSairconditioning.com. And my favorite thing about EDS, they'll send you like a picture. I'm going to show it on our YouTube page there. They send you a picture of the technician that's going to come. And that's my guy, Randy, right there. He hooked me up. He's a Miami Hurricanes fan. So big shout out to my guy, Randy. I love that part of it. We don't need a picture of Tina because she's in the house. What up with you, Tina?
What up? I'm here. It's Thursday. I know. I just cracked for a second. Yeah, I just kind of cracked there.
We got to redo that. That's hold on. We got to reset the scene. Let's just get something. Let's get some noise in here.
Okay. It's still kind of cracking.
All right. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
We got Tina in the house on a Thursday. What up, though?
What up, Theo? Something's not going right.
You know what? The good thing is, as you try to get your voice back under construction and whatnot, today's theoretical is going to be brought to you by
Palm Beach.
Yes.
Yeah, and
EAU. See, yes. I stopped right there. I paused again because I didn't want to say It's O Palm Beach, EAU.
Yes, EAU. Yes. O Palm Beach. And you're right. Next weekend, I'm doing a staycation at O Palm Beach, and I am so excited because, I need some relaxation. I've had a few busy months, and again, maybe that's why my voice is, not the greatest right now. I've just been go, go, go. But, summer has officially arrived, and again, you know what that means for me. Staycations in O Palm Beach is my favorite in South Florida. It's a Forbes 5-star resort with private beach, 2 oceanfront pools, a spacious guest room, and a reimagined kids and teens club. The O Spa is also a 5-star spa that offers massages, facials, pedicures, and more. I'm getting a massage next Saturday, too. I can't wait at 2:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to get, my spa treatment. It's going to be amazing. And you get to hang out at the spa itself. You can just get a day pass and hang out at the resort there. But you can book your stay today. Florida residents do receive 50% off the best available rate now through October 31st. Visit EAU, palmbeach.com for more information and reservations. Again, palmbeach.com.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
I still can't get over that intro.
It'll never get old.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. You would have thought she was raised in the deep south.
I know.
Tyler, Texas.
One day, We got to get Maggie down here and have her on Theoretically Speaking, yes, so everyone can put the face to the intro.
Yes, yes.
Because it's amazing.
It is amazing. And also,
she's amazing.
And she doesn't talk like that.
No, not at all.
I don't understand. And I get it. A lot of times when people are reading stuff or voicing things, you change your voice a little bit. I don't understand because nowhere in the script did we say, put on your best Southern country accent.
No, and maybe she got that from like the Shania Twain, like, you know, maybe that's why. I don't know, but I love it, though. Wait, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You're talking about EDSA and everything. Are you and your wife, Ashley, on the same page with what you keep your AC on?
Hell no.
No?
We're on her page.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same page, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's usually a difference. Like, I would love the AC on, like, 68.
Oh, my God.
71 is good, though. 71's not bad.
Here's the thing.
I like 71.
Here's the problem. She goes down to 68 at some times, at some points. Here's the problem with the air conditioning situation in my house. She will put the AC on, like, 71 or below, somewhere between 69 and 71, and then she'll be wrapped up on the couch in a blanket.
Yes, that's the best.
I walk around the house with no shirt on. I walk around the house in just shorts and no socks. So I'm freezing and she's wrapped up in a blanket. I'm like, why is it so cold in here? Why are you in a blanket? And why we have the AC on full blast?
Because it just makes you feel comfy. Like, even when I go to bed, the ideal, like, I would love to have the AC at 68. I got my fan on blast and I am like in like a whole sweatsuit. Like, I am so comfy and cozy just in the cold. I love it. I'm all with Ashley.
I can't get with it. It just doesn't make sense. It's like you're fighting a problem that you created. You put the AC on 71 and now you want a blanket on the couch.
But now I'm not worried. I'm not going to break a sweat at all.
Well, you wouldn't break a sweat at 74. See, Kat, you were breaking a sweat this morning when you went to the auto shop. When you went to the auto shop and you went in for a tune-up on your car and you ended up with a handful of what?
Yeah, so no one likes having to get work done in their car because it means time out of your day and it means money out of your pocket. So it's kind of a sour mood going in. You're not really excited for it at all. I drive in. Of course, it's like a 45-minute wait, they tell me. That, of course, was not the reality of the situation.
Hour and a half.
Drop off the car, go into the waiter lounge, whatever, where you have the, you know, Hoda and Jenna on the Today Show on the TV reviewing their favorite towels. And, like, not my type of scene where I'm buried, my face in my phone, waiting for this dreadful experience to be over. Until I see a man walk in with a black shirt on, and he looks me up and down, shows me a tray of something, and goes, complimentary. So I had to register the situation. I didn't know what was going on. And I look down. I see a bunch of sandwiches.
Oh.
They range from ham to Italian to turkey.
Wait, what time was it?
It was like 10:30 a.m. So like,
those are from yesterday.
Yeah. So it's a little early.
That's very early for turkey, ham, and provolone sandwiches. But yes.
And for all right now, I register the situation as some auto shop guy who, for some reason or another, isn't occupied with a car, decided to keep all the customers happy with some sandwiches.
Oh.
And I think, you know what? This might turn my day around. I took a chance. I took a chance with my diet. I took a chance with how my bowel movements would go the rest of the next 48 hours.
Hell yeah. Auto shop sub.
And I said, absolutely, sir. I looked, scanned the tray, took a turkey. And I munched all over that turkey sandwich. I ate the auto shop turkey sandwich at 10:30 a.m. this morning.
Oh, my gosh. See, no shade to the auto shop.
No, yeah, no.
But when I go to get, like, my tires rotated.
Great customer service. They're giving you sandwiches.
I don't want I don't want to rearrange my diet at all. And at 10:30 in the morning, an Italian sub, a turkey sub.
That's alarming.
I can't do that. That's going to shock my system. I'm a breakfast man. And you grabbed a sub in an auto shop at 10:30 a.m. Were you even hungry?
I was a little bit hungry. Not hungry enough to say yes if I had to pay for it, but hungry enough to say yes if it was free. And it was free. It was complimentary. Free.
That's CCAT's thing. It was free.
Yeah.
So here's the question then, Tina. If you go to an auto shop and you're getting a tune-up and a random guy, did he at least have a logo on his shirt?
Yeah.
So that's where the story changes, right? So I thought it was an auto shop guy, just randomly thought he'd bless the customers. I get a look at the guy about 10 minutes later when he makes the second round to see the new customers.
He's passing out subs.
He's waiting for his car too.
This guy's a good guy. You know why I know he's a good guy? Because he wasn't from the auto shop. He was from a deli down the street, Manzo's Italian Deli.
Manzo?
No way.
So this was incredible.
So you got a free Manzo sub?
I know.
You didn't tell me it was Manzo's.
I know. I left that on purpose because I wanted to make it more dramatic.
Oh my goodness. I would take every one of those sandwiches.
Yeah, I was about to say, Manzo's is a different story.
Italians might go to at Manzo's.
Yeah, I would have, again, to be honest with you, if it wasn't Manzo's or if it wasn't an actual like sandwich shop, I'm slapping those subs out of my face at 10:30 in the morning. Like, get out of my way with that. But yeah, but that's kind of a good deal.
It was good.
It changed my day. I got a smile on my face that hasn't left since I got that turkey sub. Of course, it was delicious. I was so happy.
I'm a little jealous now.
I'm jealous. He's still a sicko for grabbing the sub without figuring out where it came from, too.
Yeah, that could be someone's cooler that they were going to go fishing today and they end up not.
Yeah.
He's still a sicko. I don't know. I'm not a guy to trust food from strangers in general, especially not while I'm waiting on my car. Like a lot of different auto shops, too. I'm guessing you have a good relationship with these folks. Like, you got to find one you can trust. Like, there's certain ones that you go to and you pull up to, and it's like, I don't know what we're going to get here. I don't know if they're going to hike up the prices and then also give you a stomach bug.
See, I'm not afraid of sharing food with strangers. Tina knows this story. Some of the listening audience know this story. Like, I split nachos with a random guy at a bar once because I didn't want a full $20 nacho plate.
That's an intimate meal. So you got cheesy fingers going back and forth
and
in the plate.
He didn't say a word, right?
No.
He didn't say.
No.
He offered.
I did. I brought it up. I wasn't hungry enough to have a whole plate of nachos by myself. I was hungry enough for half a plate of nachos. I saw someone else by himself, and, you know, he enjoyed them.
So
he's so kind, but it's so weird.
I don't even know how to even summarize that. I'm actually going to Duffy Sports Grill tonight to check out game one of the NBA Finals. And when I order a shareable, maybe I'll offer up some to the guy next to me in your honor, C-Cat.
Good idea. Maybe you'll find your next best friend.
I don't know if we're going to find them like digging deep in some firecracker shrimp, but know what? Who knows?
It's like buying a drink for a girl if you're single.
Yeah.
Buy some nachos for a guy if you want another friend.
Is this a new way to make friends as an adult?
I've invented it.
You buy appetizers and you share them with strangers at a bar?
Uh-huh.
No risk?
You give them all the trust in the world.
There are some risks there.
and they'll return it back to you.
It's like a high risk, high reward, like Dan Hurley to the Lakers. Like you're betting on this moment to be the foundation of a new friendship.
Absolutely.
I don't know, Tina. Would you take the sub? Would you take the sub? Take Manzo's out of it. Would you take a sub at an auto shop?
Taking Manzo's fully out of it.
Yeah.
I would probably never. At 10:30 a.m. I probably wouldn't.
It'll be a hard no for me.
So a mystery sub. You don't know where that sub came from. It was just offered to you at an auto shop?
No. No.
Yeah, no.
No can do. And also, if you do eat that sub, I know you, C-Cat and I, we just eat whatever. Tina, you track your diet, and that's because you're a workout junkie. If you did eat that sub, where would you be going later on that day to work those calories off?
I'd be going at 45 Palm Beach Gardens or at 45 West Palm Beach. Again, if I'm not here at ESPN West Palm, I'm at 45.
Working out.
Again, you stick with it. You will see results. There's a group of people there from trainers to help you modify things and also just a group that will help motivate you. And it's just an awesome spot. I've been going there for over a year now. And again, you stick to it. You will see results. Check out F45training.com to find a location near you or check out F45 West Palm Beach and F45 Palm Beach Gardens Instagram pages to see their summer specials.
Tom Brady voiced the Boston Celtics finals hype video. Naturally so. He played his football and won Super Bowls in New England. Well, the Mavericks responded this morning with their own quarterback narrator, but it wasn't Dak Prescott. We tell you who and why it's a bad sign for the Cowboys, theoretically speaking, when we come back on ESPN 106.3.
The finals. There's only one thing in the way now, and it's not the opponent. It's the willingness to sacrifice everything, because the greatest competition is you. If you don't believe in winning this title, you shouldn't be here. You know what it costs to get this far.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
That's my quarterback right there. That's my quarterback. Patrick Mahomes voicing the Dallas Mavericks game one of the NBA Finals like their hype video. The Dallas Mavericks, yes, they are in Dallas. Yes, who else is in Dallas? The Dallas Cowboys. They have a franchise quarterback as well. But it seems like the Mavericks, who tried to one-up the Boston Celtics who used Tom Brady, were smart enough to know not to tie themselves to an organization that has not had playoff success. C-Cat? If you're Jerry Jones right now, or really more specifically, if you're Dak Prescott's agent who's hoping to get a new deal, this is a check in the box against you.
This is the definition of secondhand embarrassing. How I'm feeling right now. That is tough to stomach.
Oh. Now, I get it. Again, I do get it because when Micah Parsons pulled up, I think they lost that game against the Timberwolves. And the Cowboys have been associated with nothing but major disappointment and playoff losses for the past two decades. But the Mavericks, looking to right the wrong in Dallas, looking to get their first NBA title since 2011. We're going to give our playoff payoff here. Picking against the spread in the NBA playoffs. The NBA Finals now, game one, going to be on ABC tonight. 8:30 tip off. You can also listen here live on ESPN 106.3. I have on here to ask the question, who has the most to gain from this? It's obviously Kyrie Irving, who's going into Boston. He's 0-10 since he stumped on Lucky. And my only wish for tonight is that Kyrie Irving stumps on the other eye and gives him a second black eye. I want him to go in there and disrespect those Celtics fans, get that crowd all irate, and actually show for some good contentious basketball. It's fun. It's more fun in hoops when people all hate each other.
But he's admittedly said this himself, matured since he stomped on the Celtics logo. But I also, not a fan of either side in this, want to see him go to the dark side.
Yes.
Like, who is it? It was a goblin in Spider-Man looking at the mask, talking evil in his ear. Like, do it, Kyrie. Do it.
Get contentious, baby. Yeah. Give us a show.
Flip some fans off, Kyrie.
I'm 5-4 in the playoff payoffs. C-Cat, you're 6-3. The Celtics are 6.5-point favorites tonight against the Mavericks at home. I am going with the Celtics to cover. I think the Celtics cover tonight. I think they win game one. And I do believe the Mavericks do bounce back, but that's my pick for game one, and I don't feel good about it. C-Cat, who you got?
I've got the Celtics winning, but not covering. Give me the Mavs plus the 6.5.
I like that pick. That's a good pick. It's tough. This is a tough line.
You obviously don't like it enough to pick it. Two sides of a coin.
Well, you're right. Screw you. I hope you lose, and I hope both teams lose tonight, too. I hope somehow this thing ends in a tie, because for a Heat fan, I can't appreciate the Celtics or the Mavericks winning a game, let alone the NBA Finals. It is a rough go of things. Usually here we take you home, but I won't be taking you home in the traditional sense, because next up is going to be West Palm tonight with guess who? Your boy Theo Dorsey. That's right. You get more Theo Dorsey before game one coverage on ESPN 106.3.